The Power of Mercy. Tashan Temple is one of the biggest temples in Zhejiang. Many people flock there to pay respects to the Buddhas. Also, there are many tourists and sightseers. One day, two scholars came to the temple, Tao and Chang. We told earlier how the wise master began the tradition of having free life ponds in temples. Of course, Tasha Temple had a big free life pond. When these two scholars saw the thousands of eels and fish happily swimming in the pond, they were very touched. They wanted to do something too. "I'd like to buy these eels, then take them to the big river where they have more space to swim around. That river flows into an even bigger river, so they'll have all the space they need. They'll be free for the rest of their lives. What do you think?" Tao asked. Chang said, "That's a great idea. Let me help. I don't have much money. Let's see if we can get some people to pitch in. Then we can set more eels free." Chang answered, "Great, I'll do my best." Chang had 1 ounce of silver, so he donated that. And then he went to all the nice people he knew. He asked them to help. All together, they collected 8 ounces of silver. Tao and Chang were happy. They hired some workmen, then made arrangements with the monks in the temple. Then they took thousands of eels from the pond and released them in the river. Later, they forgot all about freeing those eels. But one night in the fall, Tao had an odd dream. He dreamed that a god strode up to him and announced very formally, "You two gentlemen may be scholars, but you were originally supposed to fail all of the imperial examinations. Let it be known that because you have released thousands of animals and returned them to their natural freedom, you have earned great merit. You have earned enough merit to pass the imperial examinations. I have come to congratulate you on your upcoming good fortune." When he woke up, Tao went to tell Chang about his dream. Chang said, "That's amazing. I had exactly the same dream last night." Sure enough, when they took the imperial examinations, both Tao and Chang passed. They became important government officials, and they always remembered that their good fortune came because they had been kind to dumb animals.